Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Remember Psalm 23? You probably memorized it at some point. It starts with, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." Good words. Incidentally, what is shepherding? Oddly, we'll explore shepherding by first looking at a warrior. So let's tear into what is shepherding. There are always four categories we explore in Scripture dissection. What does it say? What does it mean? Make it personal and make a commitment. Suspiciously, you'll wonder why I'm starting with a warrior and not a shepherd. Trust me, a warrior can be a great shepherd. So let's start with what does it say? And what we're going to look at is not Psalm 23, but Revelation 19, 11 through 16. Verse 11 says, "I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and wages war." Verse 12 of Revelation 19 says this, "His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself." Verse 13 says, "He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God." Verse 14, "The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean." Verse 15, "Coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty." And verse 16, "On his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." And then the final point comes from Psalm 23:1, which we already led with, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." This is what those verses say. So now the second portion of our scripture dissection, what does it mean? So first of all, what do these warrior verses mean, the ones that we went through? And we'll go verse by verse again. Verse 11, and here is that verse. "I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and wages war." So now let's interact with that verse. Apparently, when Jesus returns, you will see heaven open and a rider on a white horse heading your way. This rider is called Faithful and True. Interesting name. Incidentally, this rider will judge all nations, plus he wages war against his enemy. Verse 12 again was this, "His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself." So let's interact with that verse. Sometimes it's hard to describe a striking person. Jesus will have eyes of blazing fire. In other words, penetrating truth, deep love, clear, focused. He will have many crowns. Frankly, it's hard to keep one crown on. Yet think about Christ's crowns. Let's go through them. First, as a baby and child, he wore the crown of perfection. Then, as a sacrifice for sin, Jesus wore a crown of thorns. Risen from the dead, he wears a crown of victory. And finally, as the supreme ruler of the universe, he wears a royal crown as warrior and good shepherd. Let's go on to verse 13, and here's that verse again. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. Some interaction. Dipped in blood. Interestingly, Christ entered the Holy of Holies in the real, invisible temple to offer his own blood to cover sin once for all. Check out Hebrews 9, verse 12. Now consider the name he had from eternity, the Word of God. Actually, he had that name before he was called Jesus. Check out John 1, verse 1. Verse 14 says, the armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses, dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Okay, our interaction. Wow, what a sight! The armies of God will follow Jesus when he returns. They will be riding white horses and dressed in white, clean, fine linen. In other words, dressed like royalty with holy character. Verse 15 was, coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. Well, let's interact with that one. That's a pretty amazing verse. Have you ever wondered about the Word of God? Basically, whatever comes out of his mouth, sharper than any double-edged sword, Hebrews 4:12. Power and skill to strike down everything raised up against his standards. Significantly, Jesus will deliver God's judgment, like treading grapes for a winepress. Essentially, anyone who doesn't trust him will stare into the holiness of God. He will rule them. Jesus bore God's fury against sin. Those covered by his blood will not know God's fury. Rather, they will forever enjoy his grace. He will rule them. Now let's go on to verse 16. On his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There will be no mistaking who this warrior is, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Apparently, that's Christ's name as supreme ruler. Many have tried to become a supreme ruler in history. However, there's only one person worthy of that title. Jesus alone is worthy. Now let's go to the Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Now, the shepherding verse. Very simply, this incredible, history-piercing warrior who conquers all evil and rides through the heavens is also your shepherd. Now, let's make it personal. Let's spend some time making a critical connection. We've already looked at the warrior, Christ, but that's not the whole of him. There's a critical connection between warrior and shepherd. So let's look at the shepherd portion. Naturally, we must spend time on that small phrase I mentioned previously that he will rule them. The footnote in my Bible gives the aha moment. Apparently, the original Greek word for rule them is shepherd. Remarkably, it would read, he will shepherd them. What a tender picture comes to mind. A strong, wise warrior, also a loving, kind provider of needy, easily misled, helpless sheep. Of course, deep affection and love is implied by the word shepherd. A dictionary provides additional words to define shepherd. Tend to, guide, guard, and interestingly, pastor. Subsequently, to have relationship with the powerful supreme ruler of eternity looks more like interfacing with a shepherd. You, the sheep, coming close by faith to the Lamb of God. Consequently, to know that He is kind, He is tender, He's deeply caring, and conqueror over all your enemies. No one is greater than this warrior. Yet, comforting to be ruled by this shepherd. So, a bit of interpretation. Basically, you are invited into a personal relationship with this warrior shepherd, to do life with him, to be in a loving friendship with him, to serve him with total commitment, to know him increasingly, and to love him increasingly. Incidentally, all of that because God's Spirit lives inside you. Check out John 14, verse 20. Here are some considerations. First, have you responded to this invitation to know Jesus, the conqueror on a white horse who returns in glory? Second, have you opened to this tender shepherding that He provides over your heart and your life? Third, and this is incredible, you are also His personal friend. I no longer call you servants. Instead, I call you friends. John 15, 15. This, all of what we've just talked about, is how you make these amazing verses personal. Now, I want to make an appeal to you. Just to take a moment to say that, first of all, I want to thank you for being part of our community and our ministry. Second, I want to ask you, would you please pray for Alive and Active Life? Third, would you use your voice to get the word out? Basically, tell others about us. The fourth thing I want to make an appeal to you is, would you pray about financially supporting us? After all, your gift helps us to reach people who need encouragement. And then the fifth thing, we actually would love to hear from you. Things like, what do you like about what we're doing? How have you been helped? Our email address is connect@aliveandactivelife.org. Now, let's go on to explore how Christ calls you to shepherd others. Helpfully, here is a list of qualities that help you shepherd someone. Notably, Jesus is all these things for you. Of course, it's a shepherding list to grow into. Here we go. Patient, kind, rejoicing with truth, to bear all things, to believe for the best, hope for good, endure struggles, conflict, slander, and betrayals, bear up under life troubles, offer faithful love, and refuse to be the following things: envious, boastful, arrogant, rude, self-focused, not irritable, and never resentful. Obviously, this person would also be glad whenever good overcomes evil. That is quite a list. However, as you stay close to your warrior shepherd, you will be a good shepherd for others. Now, let's go to the fourth section, make a commitment, and that's where we explore some application thoughts and questions. Question number one, what do you need to change to respond to Jesus, the supreme ruler and warrior? Next, have you come close to Jesus so He can shepherd you? Further, do you trust His love? Do you trust His word from His mouth? The third question, are you aware of any person that needs a shepherd in their life? And how can you help them see what Jesus is like? Number four, how are you loving others using the shepherding list that we went over? And let's go ahead and review that real quick. That person who's going to be shepherding others like Christ shepherds us will be patient, kind, rejoice with truth, bear all things, believe for the best, hope for the good, endure struggles, conflict, slander, and betrayals. Bear up under life's troubles. Offer faithful love and refuse to be envious, boastful, arrogant, rude, self-focused, irritable, resentful, and glad when good overcomes evil. So, are you deliberately rising up into those qualities? Question number 5. Are you dying to self each day, allowing Christ in you to represent God to this world? Number 6. Did you know you are designed with unique purpose to serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Number 7. Have you accepted your role of servant to God? And number 8. Have you accepted the invitation to be God's friend? Now I have something, a Bible study for your quiet time. Portions of this content come from my book, Sharpshooting Your Bronze Bow. It's a devotional book that takes you through Matthew and powerfully challenges you to live like Jesus. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.